Craig and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We're coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Now, I know I sound like I'm dying. I promise I'm not dying any faster than normal. But I was sick as a dog last week. We did our show last Monday, and then by Wednesday, I was flat on my back. Just a little 48-hour thing. It wasn't huge, but it really took me by surprise. I thought it was allergies at first, and then it was obvious it wasn't. So, anyway, how are you?
I'm not going to ask you about the bat fever.
The bat fever? Oh, right. No, it was not the bat fever. No. No, that I am sure of. But what always happens with me and colds is that stuff lingers, and I need extra medicine and whatnot to flush it all out, and that's why I sound awful right now. And anyway, that's just the way it's going to be. We are Ziggy-less today.
Yes, it's Drake and Scott, Ziggy free.
Yeah. Last week we were Ziggy with, and now we're Ziggy without.
Yeah, Ziggy
had some stuff to do, and that's
apparently
that's how things go sometimes.
He's hanging out with his preferred friends today.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm trying not to laugh.
We're B-listers on his.
We are. Okay. I'm trying not to laugh because if I laugh, I start coughing, and then I sound even worse.
Well, that'll be my goal for the day then.
Okay. So we got some stuff. Taylor Swift fans were upset over the weekend. Because Tay-Tay's not doing what they want. We'll get into that. Math is racist, apparently, because correct answers make black people sad. And school in Pittsburgh is doing something to stop that. Tesla drivers are jerks. And I ignore people at the gym.
We also have a Republican that hates Jews.
Yeah, just one. Yeah,
just one.
Yeah, right.
Well, at least one.
Yeah.
One that we know of.
And 20 Democrats that are putting their anti-Semitism on record, I guess we can say. Speaking of which, there was a big protest Saturday demanding a ceasefire, mostly pro-Hamas, but I'm very curious as to who's funding this group. A lot of people showed up in one spot very quickly, and it's not organic. That's got to be organized and arranged. So, any crazy on the way stories to start us off today?
Power went out before I even got on the way. It was crazy. It was crazy before the way.
Okay.
Two different bathrooms in the house. No power to the plugs. Can't run the shaver. Can't, the blow dryer, all that kind of stuff. And I went through the normal steps, the GFI plug, flipping the fuse and the breaker box and the whole thing. And nothing was solved. I'm very nervous that we had our first rain in a long while, and all of a sudden, now the bathrooms don't work.
Well, that would have to.
I've heard that water and electricity
don't mix. Yeah,
no me gusta. Those two don't get along. So, I might have a electrician in my future, my near future.
Okay.
So I'm not looking forward to that because it. It could lend itself to some more crazy on the way stories.
I bet it could. The only one I have is an old lady offering me drugs this morning.
Oh, was she in the street? No. Did you yell at her?
No, I didn't. No, no, it's my wife's grandmother. See, we live with her grandmother and her aunt and uncle. And so I'm up early getting ready to come here, and I still have the cough. And then she comes out and she says, "Well, I have this little inhaler thing that will help break up all that stuff. And do you want it?" And it's like, well, I'm like, Adele, you're always offering me drugs.
So isn't that like one of the most common things you're told by the doctors and physicians when they give you medication? Don't share this with someone else and don't use someone else's medication.
Right. It's not prescribed to me. So, no, I said, no, thank you. I'll pass.
Well, they're forgetting that it's science. It's chemistry. So you start using someone else's chemistry. Mm-hmm. That's like gambling.
Okay.
There's very few things I'll gamble on.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Using someone else's drugs is not something.
The chemistry in my body is not one of them.
Right. I see.
So, and I know a couple doctors, and they're always telling me, you got to stop.
You got to stop gambling or just
all the things that I'm not supposed to do that's bad for my body.
Mm-hmm. So no, I thought it would be funny to say a 95-year-old.
I have enough levels that are off. in my system that I need to add another one by using someone else's drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So tell grandma I don't want the inhaler either.
Okay.
There's that laugh. And there's the cough.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a full show.
Okay. Well, let's start with poor Taylor Swift here. You know, she just can't catch a break. So on Twitter over the weekend, the hashtag Swifties for Palestine was trending. And a bunch of her fans have demanded she sign a letter that's already been signed by a bunch of other celebrities that are calling for a ceasefire to the war in Gaza, etc. And they noticed that Taylor was out with Selena Gomez over the weekend, and Selena had signed the letter. Taylor had not. So hence the hashtag, and they're now demanding she put her name on it and take a stand, et cetera, you know, right side of history, you know, like they all do. And she was been radio silent the entire weekend, and it just made them madder and madder and madder, and it was fun to watch.
So. Yeah, well, they've forgotten it how it works. You don't tell the queen what to do. Right? She walks into any place and their sales go up tenfold.
Yeah.
Right. The Kansas City Chiefs, all their paraphernalia, their ticket price, everything has gone through the absolute roof.
True.
Because there might be a sighting, you know. I'm on Swifty side, right? That's how it's supposed to work. You're not supposed to come up with your own agenda and then tell the queen she has to join you. No, all hail the queen. You bow down, kiss her ring, and whatever she says we're doing, that's what everybody should be joining. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I know some Swifties. I know too many Swifties, if you know what I mean.
They better all be in your house. Because
No. The fewer Swifties I know, the better. Okay. And let's just say I've heard too many Swift songs.
I understand. Yeah, my other job is at a real radio station, and we play her. She's at, well, the one station in particular plays her, and it's all pumped into the hallways. So it's like whenever I'm going from one place to another, it's
you
like every
day. You
could
file a claim for hostile work environment.
They would
forcing you to listen to that.
Well, they would just tell me to shake it off.
And then,
oh come on, you're gonna let that go?
I'm gonna let that go. It's too soon, man. It's too painful.
And then I could slap them with the suit and say, look what you made me do.
And then they're going to tell you, hey, it's you. You're the problem. It's you. I know just enough Swifty to be dangerous.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. I don't care what Swifties are for. I think they should leave Swifty to Swifty and let her do her music and let her date.
Well, yeah,
and Kelsey,
plus it
was her do her thing. Why were you still telling people what to do?
Well, plus it was a weekend, and she's just coming off a big tour. It's like, let her get some rest. She was probably asleep the whole weekend, and now she's waking up to this Twitter explosion. And you know, who needs the stress? I mean, it's
yeah.
But it was funny just watching them become more and more unhinged as she refused to respond, either by choice or by circumstance. And it, I just thought it was hilarious.
Maybe that's where Ziggy is. Maybe he's off with the Swifties, joining some movement or something.
Okay.
I mean, if he's not here, we can speculate.
We could.
Why we're Ziggy free?
That's right. Okay. Yeah, we certainly could.
Drake and Scotty with 3T, Ziggy free.
Yeah, but
there's got to be.
I have a hard time seeing him in that kind of crowd, though.
Oh yeah, no, he would. Actually, it would be glorious entertainment. He'd probably go silent, walk away, and it would be very fun to watch.
I
want front row seats. I'll pay for those tickets.
Okay.
No matter the price, before I'll buy a Swift ticket.
All right. Well, let's go to Pittsburgh. This is our math is racist story. The Pittsburgh Public School Board announced it's offering a social justice consulting group $50,000 to remove, quote, white supremacy from math instruction. So
I just became a math instruction.
Trainer,
by the way.
Okay.
If I can make 50 grand by being a math
yeah.
training consultant, I'm officially
Yeah, well, this group is the...
starting a new job.
Yeah, this is Quetzal Education Consulting. They want to dismantle racism in math. They describe themselves as black and brown Wimmick sled. They don't say women. They spell it W-O...
I'm sorry, I think you just coughed again. What
I did.
Was that?
It was Wimixen or something. It's W-O-M-X-N. I don't know what that means, but that's. But they want to make sure that the math curriculum centers on the wellness of students of color. Apparently, insisting that problems have correct answers makes some people uncomfortable. And when you make someone uncomfortable, that's apparently white supremacy. So they're trying to figure out ways to show how 1 + 1 does not equal 2.
Do they actually say that? Or are you objecting that?
No, I'm summarizing what I've already read here. See that they, through a series of ongoing workshops, Pittsburgh's math teachers will learn how to resist using oppressive practices in math instruction and instead rely on collaborative tactics that focus on the well-being of students of color. But it's all about that, you know, when you insist that something has a correct answer, it makes people sad.
This is great. This is going to solve itself. We can just walk away and come back to this in a couple of weeks, and it will have solved itself. Because if you want to put any kids, in a group for collaborative means we're working together. So you're going to put them in a group, and they're already insecure about having the wrong answer. They're definitely going to clam up, and you're going to make them more insecure when they have to now discuss it in a group.
Yeah.
Rather than just have the talking head teacher explain how math works,
right?
This is gonna fail.
Well, the specific program they're teaching here is called Pathways to Equitable Math Instruction, and when they say they want to remove racism from math, they want to teach educators that math is subjective, and instructing students that there are right and wrong answers to math questions, quote, perpetuates objectivity and fear of open conflict.
Yeah.
How are we?
That was a really long sentence.
It was. Do you want me to...
Very convoluted.
Yeah.
And the basis of the problem is that they're assuming that math is objective.
Right. It's not.
Or that math could hate a race or a gender or something.
I'm almost dumbfounded by trying to process this stuff. I mean, math is not negotiable. If you get math wrong... You know, spaceships crash. I mean, airplanes crash.
This is back to the Swifty fan club where they want to control something. Here, the board wants to control something. They're into negotiating things, and math is non-negotiable.
Yeah. And the school is paying them $50,000 to do this. And you're right. Maybe I just became a math instructor, too, even though I failed math completely. You know, I mean, I was awful. It's not that I was awful. I just didn't care. And when I didn't care, I stopped bothering with it.
Yeah, but if you added 5 + 5, what would you get?
10.
See, you can teach math. There we go.
Okay.
If you take 5 from 10, what do you have?
5.
There you go. So, I mean, this is how simple it gets.
Now ask me to divide 5 by, what is the fancy word? By pi or something like that, you know. Then we start getting into trouble. And then find the square root of something. And then, yeah, then we're in real problems. That's when I just start going blank.
Well, if we're really concerned about any ethnicity and setting them up for success, teaching them
in this fashion, no, that is not setting up anybody for success.
Well, how are they going to be able to function at a real job or?
Well, they already
understand
can.
When somebody's taking advantage of them,
exactly,
because they're not getting their due,
right?
Because they couldn't figure out the math.
But there's your favorite thing, TikTok, there's already some TikTok videos of young people saying that they're, you know, we're out here in the real world now, and it's nothing like what we were taught it was, and I can't handle it. So they're already running into reality, and it is not what they were promised when they were growing up.
Yeah.
As opposed to our generation, when we were probably told too much about what the real world was like, so when we actually got there, we were kind of overprepared, and it wasn't as bad.
Well, and what's lost, too, in this is answers actually play in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if having the wrong answer is bad, well, isn't there a flip side to that? Having the right answer is good. We could be motivating them to, hey, you could get real answers that work in real life.
Right.
That set you up for success.
Right.
And they're avoiding that because they're trying to protect people so much, and they want to control. That's a dangerous.
It is
what you're doing. You're making weak people,
right?
Because they can't protect themselves and they don't know the answers.
And I'm convinced some of this is intentional because it is just so outrageous that I can't believe that allegedly smart people are falling.
Well,
for it.
I mean if they're trying to ruin the math of an ethnicity,
no,
I doubt that that's their agenda. I think there is an agenda though.
Yeah, they're trying to turn out people that just aren't very bright and can't keep up, and then have to be told what to do.
Well, they're trying to express or solidify their dominance in that arena of the school district.
Okay.
Them as a board. Hey, we make the rules. That's it. Yeah, we're going to decide what's good, what's bad, what's safe, what's dangerous, and what you should know.
Yes. And what you should know right now is we need to take a break. So Drake and Scott back after this.
How are we going to calculate how long the break is?
With math.
Oh, cool.
Drake and Scott back with you, and I fixed the volume, Scott.
Really?
Our theme song was a little low, so I had to make an adjustment. And now our return music is a little loud, and I'd rather have it loud than low. I didn't use any math for that, Bo.
You didn't?
Bo, by the way. No, that was just...
Well, I think you're trying to control me.
Oh, is that right? Anyway, welcome back to the show. It's Drake and Scott without Ziggy today, and we're all feeling a little sad.
We miss Ziggy.
Also, I really sound like I'm dying, don't I? I sound awful.
Yeah. Ugh. Maybe Ziggy is off taking a math class.
Yeah, could be.
Or teaching a math class.
Could be. I can see him teaching it more than taking one.
Even better, I hope he's at the local school district setting math policy.
Okay.
He would be perfect for setting policy in a school district.
Okay.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go to that school.
Okay. Well, you find out where he's at for me. So do you want to talk about Tesla drivers being jerks or how I ignore people at the gym?
Let's talk about Tesla.
Okay. So this is...
Good old Elon.
Yeah. So this is a pattern I've been noticing where, you know, where Tesla drivers are, they seem to be more aggressive and more jerk-worthy than other drivers. So Saturday morning, I had to get some medicine at CVS, and I'm in the street trying to make a left turn. There's a Tesla about to come out of the parking lot, and he waves me to go ahead. And because I'm not an idiot, I double-checked to make sure everything was clear. And in the time it took me to double-check that everything was clear and then start going, he was already, boom, you know, and making his turn.
Oh, he bait and switched.
Exactly. And this is just the most recent example. There are others that, you know, I drive the bright red obnoxious sports car, and for some reason, Tesla drivers love to challenge me. It's like now they've got immediate, you know, once they put their foot down, they've got immediate torque, immediate power. Those cars are quick, and I'm not going to argue that. But for some reason, when they see me, they always want to demonstrate how fast those cars are. And in some
as if you've never run into this before.
Well, exactly. The problem with it is sometimes they're so busy watching me as they take off that they don't look in front of them. And there was a couple of times where they've had to avoid accidents or almost hit somebody or, you know, and it's just, you know, what is it with these Tesla drivers that they just need to flex all the time? And when they tell you to go ahead and make your turn and they're going to wait, just take off anyway because you have the gall to check to make sure it's actually safe to make your maneuver.
Yeah, I think this comes back to control.
Huh.
Like, well, you got a Tesla that has that much power, that much speed at your disposal, and all those safety mechanisms to keep you safe. You think you have more control, and you want more control. It's a power struggle issue. Like it's ego based when they have a car like that.
Okay,
some would say that about really fast red sports cars too, but
you could.
They think you're in the same school as them.
I'm from the school that I had to work my butt off to get that car, and I'm not going to wreck it in a race or get a ticket. I don't drive like a grandma, but I certainly don't race it. And it's like, you know, why are you going to get in someone? Why are you going to do something risky? Engage in risky behavior around someone else? When there are other people, not just the other driver, that could be affected if there's a sudden problem that you then cannot control. and you end up with a crash or an injury or
some other sort of thing. They're doing self-serving behavior. It's just, I'm going to let you go as long as it doesn't inconvenience me. But if you take a second to look, then I'm going to take off because I'm not willing to actually wait.
Yeah, yeah.
They waved you on. Waving you on was self-serving, too. I get to look generous and polite and gratuitous.
So now the next question is, if you take the Teslas away, are the drivers still jerks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So is it really the car?
Which one preceded which, right?
Good question.
I mean, do the character of people change? That's a deeper question that we're really getting at.
The character of individuals does change when they drive. I even notice my character changes, and it's a constant.
Character comes out.
Okay.
But right? it's a constant. And there's an old lady walking in the crosswalk, and bam.
No.
Brian in his full glory.
Well, when she tries to give me the look because I didn't let her go and I had to stop, and then I'm not telling this story again, but yes, I did yell at the old lady one time, but I stopped.
Get her a Tesla. She won't be in your way anymore.
I don't know. She could barely walk. I'm not sure if she can drive.
So
you gotta let that go too.
I like old ladies. They're no threat to me.
I don't have an issue with them. I just have a problem when they get in my face.
Well, let me ask you this. Are Tesla drivers similar to people at the gym?
No, I don't know. I ignore people at the gym.
Well, there's a reason for that. I think they're similar.
Well, no, the reason I ignore people at the gym is because, the internet says that if you look at women, they're going to freak out. And then if you interact with the guys, they're going to want to fight or have some sort of flex off. And I don't want any of that. So I put my headphones. They want to
compete and show that they're better.
Yeah. No, I'm not interested. I just want to get my exercise. I put my headphones on. I just tune out everybody. It's like I pretend there's a wall on either side. And it's like, don't look at the women. Don't acknowledge the guys. Just do your hour and get out of there.
Stay in your lane.
Exactly. And it's like,
why don't you adopt that policy for Tesla drivers?
Well, I would, but wait a minute.
You're the problem.
No. See, because I
change.
No. Because here's what happens with Tesla drivers. I'm minding my own business, and these electric car freaks have to get in my face, and it's always because they want to challenge me or whatever it is. Usually, it's just a challenge.
They want you to mind their business,
right? And I ignore them, and they just take off and put other people at risk. So I'm ignoring Tesla drivers while noticing what they're doing, and I also ignore people at the gym. Maybe I just should start ignoring everybody, and I won't have a problem anymore.
Hey, I think we just made progress.
But it's against my, I don't like ignoring people at the gym because it is against my nature. You want to be nice. You at least want to smile and acknowledge that someone else exists. It's just kind of the thing to do. But,
Be yourself.
I know. Give them
the opportunity to interact with the real Brian.
Well, okay. But then it's just like I'm conscious of the fact that people are freaks. And that if you just smile and say hello, suddenly you're looking at someone screaming rape. And it's like, no, that's, and it's like, I don't need any trouble. I like to exercise where the cameras are so they can see everything that's going on. So
should like Teslas too for that. They got cameras everywhere.
Okay.
It's the basic human condition.
And it sucks.
People do their own thing.
Yeah.
Okay. For the most part.
Right.
It's very hard to find humanitarian, compassionate people who genuinely look out for the well-being of others.
No, I understand, but I don't see how that ties in.
You're going to be hard-pressed to find one of those driving a Tesla.
Right.
And you're going to be hard-pressed trying to find one of those at a gym.
Well, I'm not trying to find anybody. It's like I'm changing my approach to interacting with people because I'm afraid of freak shows.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't want to have to do that. We didn't used to have to do that. It used to be you could say hello to somebody and it was perfectly normal. Now you say it and suddenly the claws come out.
Or has it always been that way since the dawn of time that the human condition is selfish by nature and you're getting older and more mature and making better observations through vast experiences.
See, but I'm not having that experience. I'm going
to an epiphany.
No, I'm watching too much social media and seeing this stuff on YouTube, and you know, deciding based on that not to interact with anybody. And I just think that's a sad state of affairs.
Leave you lonely and sad.
And thank you for that's where we're going. If we all ignore each other, because someone's going to have a problem, well, whether it's rational or not, then
you're not going to get a hug from a Tesla driver, and you're not going to get a hug
at the gym. You see a lot of the same people at the gym, you know, when you go at the same time every night. It would be nice to say, hey, how you doing? But, you know, and as we go on. But there's not even any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I find that sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
You're a great person, Brian.
Oh, shut up.
And you have just much to offer. And there's very few people that are going to take you up on that. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
So it is the way it is. Isn't that a phrase from like quite a few episodes of If You're a Conservative Problem?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. That use.
Yeah. It is the way it is one of those.
Or no, it is what it is or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah.
No, I understand that. And I just think it's a sad state of affairs because it didn't used to be that way. And
well, I think you should do your own personal social experiment and see if you think – over time, the Tesla drivers are similar to workout people. I'm going to make the hypothesis. I'm not going to say the word correctly, but...
the hypothesis?
Yeah, thank you. That they're, in general, they're the same.
I'm sure you're right.
Because you're going to find the same thing true about the people walking through the grocery store or the people buying gas. You're just going to... This is human condition.
Mm-hmm.
We see it in all politicians. We see it from the Swifties. And you have found it true about old ladies. Maybe more than actually exists. You're the problem, man.
Oh, boy. All right, back after this.
You are a sellout.
After
you are.
After all of our talk about her, I had to play one of the records.
I'm telling Ziggy on you.
You can tell him anything you want.
I'm going to call him. Ziggy, you have to come back. Brian's,
no, you're
Brian's lost it.
You're talking over Tay-Tay. I'm going to turn you down.
You've got a virus.
What is the part where she says...
Is this the I'm the problem part?
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, everybody agrees, Taylor. You're the problem.
I'm starting to think Brian's the problem. No, it's not. She doesn't force me to listen to her music, but you do. Okay. You do that.
That's right.
Did you catch that, hon?
Yes, you said do.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, there's that's
that was rough. I'm gonna have trouble recovering from that.
Oh, is that right? Well, you should just you know, shake it off.
Are you again with this?
But this is the heavy metal version.
I'm starting to feel nauseous. Oh, this is the AI one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible, I tell you.
All right, cool. You know you want to jump on the mosh pit.
You're horrible.
I know.
You are just like a Tesla driver. You know what? You're trying to pick a fight with me. I think you're like a guy at the gym, too.
Okay. I don't know about that. So what's next? What do you want to talk about next?
Ziggy is, he's got issues.
Ziggy has issues.
Yeah, he's divided over Israel.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he can't decide between Hamas and Israel.
Okay.
And he's looking for direction from Biden, and he's not getting it.
Well, he's not the only one who's split on this. A lot of the country is. And the problem with the administration right now is they're kind of riding the fence. Because while Biden is verbally supporting Israel, we are actually giving, you know, humanitarian aid to Gaza, so we're essentially funding both sides of the fight. Because, I mean, the Palestinians spend all... They don't build schools and stuff. They buy guns and bombs that might build a hospital so Israel can bomb it later. But basically, we're providing both sides with the money to buy their weapons. And how does that make any sense?
And they spend money on their propaganda program.
Yeah. Oh, boy, there's...
I mean, major media in our company, in our country is taking a lot of their messaging and such straight from Hamas's,
mm-hmm.
you know, press secretary.
Well, no, exactly. And I saw a commercial last night from the other side. It was about the sudden rise of anti-Semitism, you know, in the United States in particular, and that we all need to, you know, there was a tweet that I need to find, and I should have it now. But it showed how. It was the percentage of anti-Semitic incidents that are happening in the United States right now. And everything is up like triple digits. You have triple digits here, the UK and Germany. And it's one of those things. I remarked that, you know, I'll take things I never thought I'd see in the 21st century for 500, Alex. You know, it just quite... Oh, there's my tweet about Kitty Kitty Bang Bang, but that's another story.
500? You take it for 500?
Yeah, just it's a Jeopardy thing.
I know, but when you're on Jeopardy, do you have to do math?
Yes.
Or you can't win?
You know, there is some math involved, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to eliminate people. Certain groups of the population can't do Jeopardy now.
Because they can't
do math, and we're not going to teach them math.
That's right. But by the way, there was another thing regarding Tay-Tay. The NFL is accused of racial bias as Taylor Swift gets more camera time than Simone Biles during games. So just FYI.
Can I have that time back? I'm doing the math on the time we just used on that. I feel cheated.
Okay.
Wait, Simone Biles, Taylor Swift, whatever. who are we wronging in this?
I don't Simone know. Biles? I just thought it was funny. I don't even know who Simone Biles is. You have any idea?
Well, that's why Taylor's getting more time.
That's right. All right, so this the tweet I'm talking about, 240% in Germany of new anti-Semitic events, 641% in the UK, 400% in the US, and I guess this is what happens when what?
Yeah, well, I heard a quote from a U.S. official just a couple of days ago claiming that the Jewish population in the United States accounts for a little over 2%.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to hate crimes, they account for about 60% of hate crimes in the U.S.
Interesting.
No one complains about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty sad, seeing as they were attacked rather than... the other way around, and somehow they're still the bad guys.
Yeah, I don't understand how the math works there either. The equation seems to be backwards. A lot of the divide in the country being responsible is sick brain. So a lot of the divide in the country is coming from social media because we have various platforms for both sides, and they're basically just shouting at each other. We had a recent arrest at Cornell University. Actually, they canceled classes Friday after a 21-year-old student was arrested for posting hate speech and anti-Semitic threats. Another incident at Columbia. 27 law firms signed a letter to university deans this week urging them to condemn anti-Semitism and Islamophobia on college campuses. You know, and that's the other thing. Our vice president, if you want to call her that, you know, she's out on TV with all the rise in anti-Semitism. She's out there saying we need to watch out for Islamophobia. And it's like, okay, are you reading the room? They're not the ones being screamed at right now. And it's just...
Well, Hillary Clinton came out and made a statement pretty strong against Hamas. I believe she's in favor of Palestine, but she's anti-Hamas, and mm-hmm. she spent her fair share of time in government and understands who we're dealing with, and basically saying you can't negotiate with Hamas. That's not how it works.
Right.
If you allow them to continue, it will get worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
But the left side's refuse to listen to her.
Well, she's the smartest woman in America. Why aren't they listening?
No, Taylor Swift is.
Okay.
Come on. You're not following the theme of this show. I mean, Ziggy, he's right now standing in line trying to get Ziggy tickets, trying to get Swifty tickets. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's where he went.
Okay.
He's a big fan.
But no, but she's already done the live show here. Is he trying to get tickets to the movie version of it? Because they
No, he'll just fly to wherever he can get tickets. And yeah. Okay. He's going to join a demonstration, go see a concert.
Hang on. Oh, see, look what you're doing over here. I'm dying, and you're making Taylor Swift jokes. All right. How about, how much time we have? We got a couple of minutes still. We got a Ukrainian soldier saying the quiet part out loud, that they're actually losing, or at least they're now in a stalemate with Russia. And
yeah, they were doing pretty well for a while, but with all the Israel, Palestine, Hamas stuff,
they've been swept off the table.
Well, they're no longer the top story.
Right.
And it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so eastern Ukraine, winter's coming, so it's a likely a freeze in major frontline movements, according to Yahoo News. One Ukraine soldier has a very grim assessment. We're losing step by step, and the longer this war continues, the worse it is for us. So we have the front line between Ukraine and Russian forces occupying the east and south of the country has barely moved since last November, despite repeated Russian strikes and a Ukrainian counteroffensive. So it's like no matter how hard they try, they can't dislodge the either side. Did you see Zelensky invited the former president to come over and have a conversation about the conflict? Because the former president, that whose name we don't mention because it's a bet, and I almost tripped and said his name, by the way. So
yeah, I was waiting for it.
Yeah. So he was like, I can end this in 24 hours. And Zelensky's like, no, you can't. And come over here and try. And it's, anyway.
Well, I would assume he's saying that if he's president, he could end it in 24 hours.
That was the former president's point, yes.
And, yeah. Well, going over there right now won't do a whole lot.
No.
Other than this is just him starting his political campaign for the next election.
I understand. Well, he's well underway with that campaign. But yeah, it's like they're at a stalemate here. Eventually, they're going to have to talk about some stuff because it's you know, like this fellow says, it's not going to go anywhere good at the rate they're going. And, you know, I could only, you know, how much money have we poured down this drain for no real result? It's like,
yeah. Yeah, it's interesting where we send money and what we spend our time in, and then all of a sudden it's less important. You know, the next story comes up, and now we're in Israel, and we've kind of forgotten about Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody talking to me the other day. They were really upset, not about Ukraine or Israel. They were noticing, you know, we had our own tragedy in Maui, and what'd we do for them?
I think they sent them
$750 per person, but yeah, that's about it.
Right, the fire there.
Yeah.
Boy, that dropped off the radar.
Well, and it kind of never was. I mean,
well, yeah, right.
I mean, Biden blew it off when he was asked about it one time. And in the meantime, we're sending billions over to other places. Well, how about we send billions to Maui and rebuild our own country? And
yeah, that'd be nice.
Protect those that have been actually hurt that are ours.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer, but, you know. Why would you want to help your own people? There's foreign policy to spread.
Well, and they've got... As long as they keep the problem, they continue to have something to argue over and fight over and raise money over. And
that's true, too. And a good point to take a break. So, Drake and Scott back after this. Drake and Scott back with you here. Our final segment, post-game wrap-up. And Scott, you have suggested the theme of the show today has been control.
Yes, our post-game report brought to you by one of the greatest philosophers of all time, Janet Jackson. Want to do what I want. Want control. It's what's going on with Tesla drivers, Swiftie fans, war protests, politicians. They're all trying to have control. Even people who tweet or twit on X or whatever it's called, they're trying to control things. And one of the greatest lessons I learned, this was decades ago, is that control is a farce. Control does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you want to have control, seek control, do things to manipulate control, it is ever elusive. There's no way you can absolutely control something. You can have influence.
Yeah, but then, you know, okay, not just influence, but let's talk about individually. Some people might say they want to control their own life, but it's like you get so many variables that quickly that things go out of control. It's like, how do you...
Well, it's a great sentiment. I want to control my own life, too, but I can't even get Ziggy to show up for our show.
Pirates.
Oh, look at this. Right as we're ending, we have a Ziggy sighting.
Where's... No, we
Ziggy did. In effect.
We're going to...
My ears were burning so much, I had to come back.
Okay,
you heard us talk about Janet Jackson. You're like, oh, I have to get in on this. Did you get the Swiftie tickets you were standing in line for?
Yes.
Yeah, get closer to his mic. You don't want to be close
come
to on, mine.
Come
yeah.
share a mic with me.
I got the special VIP for Brian, too.
Oh,
you
nice.
Weren't supposed to say that. Come on. Now he's the problem.
Yeah. So if we change our perspective from seeking control to offering influence, we bring the tenor of it down,
mm-hmm.
the intensity, the panic. If you're just trying to influence, it's a lot calmer experience. And then you're also allowing others to have influence too, because you're no longer trying to control them. You're having a voice, but you're making space for other people to have voice too.
I think that's a good point. Yeah.
So control does not exist in this dojo. Does it, Sensei?
No, Sensei. Okay. No, I'm just, when you mentioned that, I'm just thinking back to...
Shout out to the Karate Kid.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking about certain family members or one in particular that would very much like to control what perhaps myself and some others might do with our time and effort. And it's been a constant struggle of fighting that. And it's...
Well, this is your frustration with Tesla drivers and people
No, that's... It goes deeper than that. This individual in particular had an experience when she was very young, and that was out of control. So she's tried to steer things ever since, and it's just, you know, way too much for what the time we have left. But it's either you trying to control things or dealing with someone trying to control you, and it's a big mess, as you've said much more eloquently than I could.
If you limit your efforts to having a voice, making your own decisions, and having some influence, you'd be much calmer, much happier.
Okay. Well, I'm going to think about that and go be calm somewhere right now. That doesn't make any sense. I'm dying, so I'm just going to go die somewhere, okay?
You have no control over that.
No, I don't. And what happened to... I have no control over the music either, apparently.
Well,
I don't know what in the world just happened here.
No problem. We'll bring Ziggy back next week.
Oh, there it is. I have no control over my soundboard here, Scott. I have no control over the show.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll ask Ziggy next week, is he in control? And then after he answers...
Just ask him
We'll
now.
Bring his he wife can, in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And see him, what she thinks about how much control he has.
We'll need another microphone for that. We might have to go 2 hours.
Right. Take the day off next week. Out of control he is.
Right.
Drake and Scott, baby.
We'll see you next week.
Three T's.